My name is Christy Stewart. I live in Fort Worth, Texas. I have been in P&P since May of 2018. So far, I have lost a total of 210 pounds. I have two accountability groups, Atomic Queens and Tribe for Life. I've also been a part of many accountability groups that I had to leave just because I had to pare down. I think I was in 10 at one time. Way too many. So for all of those ladies, I love y'all, of course. And I want to give a shout out to all of the groups that I had to end up leaving because of time constraints. I can't even remember the name of all of them. I mean, I think there's been 10. So I wanted to be sure and give a shout out to all those ladies.
Hey y'all, my name is Melanie Jones. I'm from Vicksburg, Mississippi. I've lost 50 pounds with P&P. I'm a member of two successful accountability groups. My two Marco Polo groups are the Hot Mess Express and Tribe for Life. I have met the girls that are in those accountability groups. I've met them in P&P, and they have become my lifelong best friends. I just can't even imagine doing this process without them. I was a groupie for 8 months. I first found Corinne back in around August of 2017. I joined P&P in May of 2018. So for 8 months, I was a groupie, and my best friend and I, we joined a gym and decided that, you know, we were going to try to lose our weight. We were going to do it this time. And we just listened to Corinne. We started looking for a podcast, found Corinne, started listening to her. She just made so much sense. And we just started doing it. And we ended up losing almost all of our weight as a groupie. Joined in May because we really wanted to attend the camps. Since then, we've attended every camp that has come through. We're going to be doing the race in June. So we have binged on every single camp since then, and probably we're set up for everyone this year. So we're just addicted to all things that are camps, races, all things P&P, because it has truly changed our life.
Hi, I'm Ellen Torreson. I live in Austin, Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with P&P, and I've been in the tribe since the fall of 2017.
Hello, P&P. My name is Megan. I live in St. Louis, and I joined P&P in August of 2017, and I've lost 40 pounds, and I'm a lemon girl. And in addition to my lemons, of course, I am half of the mother-daughter duo, so shout out to my mama Joan, too.
Hi, tribe. This is Julie DeLuca Collins, for those of you who don't know me. I have been a tribe member following Corinne since her Weight Watcher days. Now, she didn't have a tribe back then. However, she did have an active member of gals who would follow her. And overall, I kept track of her through the years. I didn't become involved more fully in the tribe until after my dad died. And I really needed some accountability and knew that I needed to be a part of something bigger than myself. Although I had done Weight Watchers, I needed that connection. So I currently live in Connecticut. In Vernon, Connecticut. A lot of people haven't heard of Vernon. It's a, what do you call it? A suburb from Hartford, Connecticut. I moved here for love because I married my wonderful husband, Dan, who most of you have heard me talk about. My handsome husband is from Connecticut originally, and he took me away from New York City, which is my love, my other love. We live here with our dogs, Yogi, Bella, Simba. And overall, I love being a part of the tribe. I work in New York City still, thank God, because I can get a decent bagel that I can put in my plan when I go into the city for work. I work for an educational company. I have been there for over 10 years. I'm a former teacher, but now I am part of the executive team. I'm chief innovation officer. My job is stressful, fun, and overall, if you know me, you also know that I am an adventurer. I'm a traveler. I have seen a good part of the world, but I intend to see all of it. And I can do that because I believe in myself, and I have gained a lot of the confidence in being part of the tribe. And I owe a lot of what I have accomplished and some of the things that I have done in my life in the past few years because of the lessons that I've learned here, and thanks to Corinne and the coaches. So talk to you soon. Accountability has changed my life tremendously, especially because I have learned that without accountability to myself, I'm not going to succeed at weight loss. This journey has been huge. I carry the weight of a failed marriage. I carry the weight of losing my dad. I carry the weight of relationships that hurt me. I carry the weight of a stressful job. And just like I learned to be accountable in my career, where I'm very successful, I am chief innovation officer for an educational company, and I got there because of Corinne and the coaching and the mental work that I did. And accountability changed me because I learned that just in the same way that I needed to work hard and answer to myself in all the areas of my life where I'm good at, I needed to be able to do it in weight loss. It didn't happen overnight. But accountability changed me. And Corinne once said, unless you show up for yourself, you're not gonna lose the weight. And as soon as I started to show up for myself by a 24-hour plan, and listen, find a tool that works for you, and this works for me. And do my 24-hour plan and my assessments, my thought downloads, and be accountable to myself for doing it without anybody else telling me to do it, I'm not going to succeed. And now I'm in a path for success, long-term success, because that's what accountability has done for me.
So accountability groups have absolutely changed my life and my weight loss journey. It's no question asked. So I've always been like a starter of things. Like, I like to dabble. I like to try. I'm a 7 on the Enneagram. It all makes sense. But, and I'm also very lucky to have a lot of support in my life. You know, my mom's in the tribe, and I'm a part of the Lemon Girls on Marco Polo, and then a couple of other really great accountability groups, either there or on Facebook or wherever. But I've been on a weight loss journey my entire adult life, and I can honestly say the difference between trying to lose weight, like the trying and the doing, is 100% learning how to be accountable to myself. It's the single biggest thing. The process of checking in with my groups have helped me practice that, and kind of figuring out a process that works and a way to be that, you know, have that responsibility to myself to follow through and do what I say what I'm going to do, even when I don't really want to, or even when the shine wears off a little bit, has absolutely been a game changer for me, a life changer, both in my weight loss journey and at home and at work and as a wife, as a mom, and just kind of an overall like human in the world. So Marco Polo has been kind of magic. There's been something about that that's really helped it click. But just being able to check in and turn it into like reporting in on what I'm doing, and not just what I'm planning to do, has really been a difference maker for me. And a really important lesson that has carried over so far beyond just weight loss.
Being in an accountability group has changed my life in a couple ways that I can think of. One is that it's kind of given me what I didn't feel like I was getting from the Facebook group. It helps me spend less time on social media, first of all, which, you know, I'd find myself going into the Facebook group and then I'd like start looking around everywhere else in Facebook and then I'd be in there for much longer than I wanted to. But it's also been good because it's more concentrated. It's, you know, a smaller group responding to whatever question you have rather than thousands you get. You know, so you don't get every single opinion there is on a topic. You get more focused attention on something you're working on. The other thing has been that it really helps you see things about yourself that you don't even realize you're doing or saying or believing. And the good thing about having a small group that sees you and is comfortable telling you exactly what they see is you find out that you're doing something that you don't even know you're doing, or you find out that you have a certain way of looking at things that is harmful to you, and that if you would just make this one little tweak, it'd be super helpful. So it's been really good to like kind of put a mirror on yourself, because it's, you know, it's a group of like-minded women that have the same interest as you, that are learning the same things as you, and aren't afraid to say what they see and what they think. So that's been really helpful.
The accountability system of PNP and my Marco Polo groups has changed my life because I'm going through this process with other women who are struggling just like I am. We are all shapes and sizes in our accountability groups. I learned maintenance through some that had already been doing maintenance for 2 years that were in the group. I learned just how to stay the course from those who have lost tremendous amounts of weight in our accountability. I mean, we're just all different shapes and sizes. When one of us binges or struggles, or through supporting each other, we're not just helping each other, but we're also helping ourselves. And checking in every day with each other allows us not to check out. And when life gets hard and there's someone there to say, you can do this, and to help you through it, and just to make sure that on those days that you're still there and doing the work, and that you don't give up on yourself, and you don't want to let them down because they don't let you down. And that has been huge. And in the process, it has bonded us as best friends. We're accountable in so many ways with everything, with our diets, with our families, with our jobs, every daily life, whether it's your marriage, your family, your kids, there's just a million things, finances, everything that we struggle with. We all go through those same things. We all eat for different reasons, but as we help each other, we continue to help ourselves. And so it's just been a game changer, for not just losing the weight, but for keeping off the weight. And the more you say those things to other people, the more you reinforce hearing them yourself. So you're helping yourself in the process.
Accountability has changed my life in that it has taught me how to assess what I'm doing without beating myself up. I was always really good about not lying to myself necessarily about what I'm doing, about what I'm eating, things like that. But I was not assessing it. I was simply beating myself up for whatever I had done. So learning how to be, I guess, accountable and not punishing of myself has been eye-opening and life-changing.
Since I found out about Marco Polo and shared it with the group about a year ago, I've been in a number of accountability groups, so I can tell you what's worked well and hasn't worked so well for me. Everybody's different. I would say find people that have a similar amount of time and energy available to devote to your group. So like with me, I work full time. I have a very busy life. I don't have all day to be on social media or on Marco Polo. So it's worked best for me to have women that also don't have lots of time available to spend on that. That's one thing that I found is makes it easier to stay on top of it. Another thing that I've found is keep the group small. I would say no more than four people. It's difficult to keep on top of what's going on in the lives of more than three other people, especially if you don't have a lot of time to devote. And you want to, part of being in the group is that you want to be able to comment on everybody's life and give everyone the feedback that they're seeking. So if you keep it small, it's just much more doable. I also would advise against coddling each other or, helping someone justify behavior that is not conducive to reaching their goals. I would advise tough love. Something else that has worked well for me, or what's working well for me now, is kind of a hybrid of structured and unstructured. So the group I'm in now, what we'll do that's kind of structured is we will have a topic. Like, for example, the other day I brought up that I'd noticed I was really struggling with the transition between work and home in the afternoon. So I kept notes about what I was doing and thinking during that time, and I shared it with my group, and they all did the same. And they shared what has worked for them and what hasn't worked for them. They shared what they saw me doing and saying that maybe I didn't realize I was doing and saying. So that's what's great about it, is we'll pick a topic and we'll all kind of work on it together and share insights with each other. So that works really well. And then as far as unstructured part, it's like, yeah, sometimes we get on there and we'll just, talk about whatever. But we are all very good about keeping it short. We don't sit there and just talk without having at least some sort of, point we're trying to make in a timely fashion. I think the other thing is resist the urge to start sentences with, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I have to say this," or "I'm sorry, I haven't had time to catch up." It's like, don't apologize. Just say what you need to say. Don't feel bad about it. Like, we're all there because we want to, know what you really think. And I think other than that, if a group isn't working for you, tell them. Don't just disappear. I would say, if a group is not working for you, let them know, at this time in my life, blah, blah, blah. And so that they at least, don't wonder where you went or wonder what happened.
Our accountability process has been very strong from the beginning. We decided every day that we would weigh daily because we wanted to know how foods affected our body. We wanted to know, we've taken the power away from the scale. We don't care if the number goes up or down. We celebrate if we did our plan. Did we stick to our plan? Did we do what we promised ourselves we would do? And we celebrate those victories. The nice thing is we've been able to see that when one person's scale stalls, another person's scale may stall as well. And so it's easier not to give up if you're not the only one in the group that's not losing weight. And we can figure out what we're doing. What are we doing that you're not doing? We can look at the process. So every morning we wake up, we weigh, we shoot a picture of our scale, we put a picture of our 24-hour plan, and we also do an inspirational weight loss quote because we feel like it's important to look it up. It's kind of like Corinne says to, you know, lose weight the way you live it, or to live the way you lose weight. It is important to, you know, we get up and it says, you know, train for the body you want in 3 months. Whatever those weight loss quotes are, we read those. So every morning we literally get 6 quotes to start our day off because we all send one. We all send a plan. We all send weights. And if somebody's missing, we immediately are like, where's your plan? Because that means somebody's not checked in. Somebody's, and if you're not checked in, there's a reason why. You've either fallen off plan or you're claiming to be too busy and you can't be too busy. I mean, this is your life and it's your process and it's what we all believe in. So we all have to show up every day. And knowing that they're going to call us out, knowing that they're going to look for those plans keeps us on track.
So my accountability process is really multifaceted. And the way I see it, it starts with what I'm doing for myself. So to me, it starts with the basic tools of PNP and really embracing them and doing them fully and doing them every single day, even on the weekends. Even when I don't want to. It means making a plan every day. It means tracking my food even when it's ugly or bingy or completely off the rails or whatever the case might be, and doing so without judgment, but giving me the opportunity to assess it and look it in the face and do a recovery sheet. I love recovery sheets, and they have been a huge part of learning accountability and learning that kind of responsibility to myself and owning what I'm doing and learning lessons and not letting any of it go to waste. So I'm about 150 recovery sheets in now in a little bit less than a year, and I've learned a lot, and it's actually starting to work. So there are days I don't want to do them and I have to. It's not optional. So I do it for any plan break, any overeat, any storm eat, fog eat, missed workout, eating past a 2, anything that I do or did not do that I said I was going to do. So once all that's done, then I check in with my accountability group. I feel super, super fortunate to have randomly landed in the groups that I am in. The Lemonade Girls have been unbelievable. It has been kind of life-changing. PNP is big and continues to grow, and that's amazing. And there's so much content and so much to take in. So it's kind of like finding a study group after going to like a big lecture. It's been, we can break stuff down and we share our own takes on the lesson. We check in on our plans every day and any plan breaks every day. We can check in on how we're feeling and kind of what's going on in life. We really do stick to like massive action line stuff and the basics. And we certainly have our fair share of jokes and we talk about life and we've really gotten to know each other, which of course is amazing. But it's just a very good way to do almost like a verbal daily assessment and check in on kind of where you're at and some of the BS that goes through your head that even if you don't have time to necessarily put it down on paper, you can kind of put it out into the world and in some cases get called on it. And that's a good thing. The group is really kind of random and eclectic. We've got people from all over the country, even all over the world. We've got all ages and stages of life and stages of weight loss. And we all take, because we all have kind of a different perspective on life, we all seem to take different things from the lessons and from the content and from the coaching calls and the courses, and then kind of share it back out to each other from our own perspective. And it's just so valuable. I couldn't put a price on it. It's priceless to me. The compassion and the coaching and the commiseration that we can share with each other, kind of all in the context of PNP, it's just a really special little place that I feel, like I said, extremely lucky to be able to check in with every day. They're my allies. They're my friends. They're my girls. They're my people. They're my little mini tribe. And it's fantastic. It's so good to be able to work through this stuff together. So even when during a time when I wasn't losing a lot of weight, I was really questioning my ability to do this and, you know, is this something I want to keep trying to do, you know, full stage two kind of shenanigans, then they believed in me and I knew that I could lean on them for support and I knew I could lean on them until I was ready to believe in myself and get to work again. And that's truly, truly unbelievable. They've really helped me focus. I've gotten some amazing guidance. And my word of the year for 2019 is tenacious. They helped me figure that out. But also it's, to me, that's kind of a synonym, or at least goes hand in hand with accountability, to be able to focus on my goal and do what I need to do. Even when it's not really fun or sexy or delightful or, you know, sparking joy, it's not something to let go of. So my group has been just tantamount to everything that PNP has come to mean in my life, and I love them a lot. And I'm the crier. I'm always the one who cries. God damn it.
One thing that I do want to say that I found very helpful that Corinne mentioned was to try several groups on for size. It's important that you find a group that you click with and that have the same idea and goals for the accountability group as you. It's also helpful to... the bigger the group, the more structure you need. If you have a group of four people or less, you can be a lot less structured. If you have, you know, five or more, you're going to have to start getting a little more structured in the group. And I would never recommend any more than 10. I mean, even 10 has been way too hard to keep up with at times. But try on several groups. I also really loved the idea that Corinne had of having some specific time-limited groups. The groups that I'm in are not time-limited and they're not specific. They're groups of women that got together to help hold each other accountable, and we've grown into some very deep, lifelong friendships, which has probably been the biggest game changer for me, is having people in my life with the same main direction and goal. But I think that it's important that we be willing to try on several groups and then be willing to be okay when someone in our group is needing to bow out for some reason. That's recently happened in a group of ours. And there was no big, bad, deep reason. It was just a matter of having to prioritize certain things in their lives, and they're having to be very intentional with time. And so I was glad that the group was willing to just, you know, let the person go. Of course, we were sad, but there was no hard feelings, and there was no, you know, drama or cat fighting or anything like that. It was very understood. So just be willing to understand when people need to move on or just bow out for some reason. And also be willing to do that yourself if need be. So again, I think it's very helpful that the more people that you have, the more structured it is, just for time's sake. And probably the more people you have, you may need to set a time limit on the videos if you're time limited yourself.
Hey, Tribe. Julie DeLuca Collins once again. I wanted to share how accountability works for me and how accountability works in my group. I start my accountability to myself with assessing, creating my daily plan first thing in the morning if I didn't do it the night before. I also review my goals and ensure that I am well aware of what are the things that I'm working toward and where I'm coming from. I use a lot of data as well as far as keeping me accountable to myself. I am not stressing over things that would have stressed me before as far as data, because that's part of what drives my journey. As far as my accountability group, I've had a lot of accountability groups in the past. I've texted with several people and they have been great and then have been helpful. However, there was one piece missing. The biggest piece missing is that I would get a text, hey, I created a plan. Oh, yay, I created my plan too, or I assess. And it was just either a text or basic, but it wasn't a connection. Out of the groups that I am part of in Marco Polo, there are two that are pretty special for me. One in particular I've been a part of the longest, the one Marco Polo group, which some of you may or may not know, are the Lemons. And the Lemons and I started back in August when Caitlin McCracken put together a post and said, hey, I need people who want to join this Marco Polo group and be accountable. So many of us, 20 some on of us, answered the call. It was a challenge because we weren't sure how we were going to check in and how this Marco Polo thing worked. Organically, we grew to be 11 of us, and we could not be any more different. Now, as time grew by, we began to share so much more than just what is happening relating to PNP. We started to open up a little bit about who we are, what's going on in our lives, what is the main struggle that we're undertaking for the week, whether it's relating to actually journaling or whether it's the bullshit that we have to deal with every day, right? I love the fact that we have become very real with each other. And like I said, we're a tribe within the tribe. We encourage each other. We laugh with each other. We share recipes. We share fashion tips. We all wear the same mascara now because we talk about the mundane, but we also talk about the stuff that matters, the stuff that leads us to eat too much, feel too much, buffer too much. And every day we may log in a couple times and say, hey, this is Julie. I just wanted to let you know I'm on my way to work. And sometimes it's a quick, I haven't heard everybody's video, but this is what's going on. And then as we get to listen to each other's videos, we comment, we give advice, we give comfort, we give a laugh. We started the year also by talking about what is our word for the year and trying to figure out what it was and trying to figure out how that fits into this journey with PNP. And on the days that it's hard, we do it because these are not just girls who are going to tell me to stay on plan. These are girls who have grown to love me and I've grown to love them for who they are and for their journeys and for their victories. So overall, our accountability has worked because we are different perspectives. We are different journeys and lifestyles, but overall, we love the same, laugh the same, and hope the same. And our journeys have brought us together, I believe, for a reason. But find that person and be real with them. Open up yourself and allow them to come in and to give you as much love as you give to them.
Days when we don't want to check in, that's why the accountability is the most process. When I feel like I don't want to check in, I have five ladies that come in and go, where you at, girl? Where's your plan? What are you doing? Why are you not here? And because they show up for me every single day, I feel like I need to show up for them. This may be a day where they need to hear something I have to say. So when they show up for you day after day, you show up for them. And in the process, as a group, you all get strong. As a group, you all succeed. As a group, we all celebrate everyone's victories. We all work together to figure out when one's failing why. With that many different personalities, a lot of us can see trends in people and things that you can't see things in yourself, but you can see it in other people. And so it's really easy for us to look at each other and call somebody out, because while we are friends, we are accountable. That is the most important part of this process. So we don't let our friendship override our accountability system. We are like, no, you can't do that. That's not, you know, and we do it in everything. If they're not supposed to be spending, if they're struggling in finances, like, don't be spending money. Because if you're giving in on spending money, you're also giving in on food. You're also giving in on other things because you're giving in on yourself. So in all areas of accountability, we literally check in as friends and we keep each other strong because we know each other's strengths. We know the weaknesses. We know where we struggle. We know how we need to show up for each other. We know, you just learn that through daily interactions. You learn what makes the scale move up or down when you're truly using your weight as data. We know things that our bodies can throw off and things that we struggle to get rid of if we eat certain foods. You learn how to control it, and you get so much mental clarity in the process when you are truly being accountable to one another.
Whenever I don't want to check in, I'll just do a TDL or something and have a conversation with myself and be like, why don't you want to check in? Are you trying to hide something? What are you trying to hide? And I will be like, I will have a conversation with myself and just be like, that's exactly why you need to check in, because you don't want them to know that you storm ate or whatever it is. And also I'll just be like, you know, even if it's just 2 minutes or 30 seconds just to pop in and be like, hey, really busy right now. Gonna catch up with you guys later this week. Just something to let them know you're still out there and you're okay, because you do tend to start to care about each other and wonder where so-and-so is or if they're okay. So I would say, just have a conversation with yourself and be accountable to yourself so that you can be accountable to the group.
The last question that I was asked was, what do you tell yourself when you don't want to check in? And honestly, there's never a time that I don't want to check in with the groups that I'm in. I have set that up on purpose. Like, I've set the groups up that I'm in. I've chosen them simply because I trust the women that are in there enough that there's never a time that I don't want to go to them with whatever's going on. Anytime that I'm struggling, anytime I've eaten off plan, anytime I've had an overeat, even when I get the fuck it's or just don't care for some weird reason, that's the first place I go. And it's been very important to me that that's how the groups have been set up. There's a huge level of trust within those groups. And there's no shame. There's no judgment. Nothing like that. And that's been very, very important to me. And, you know, these women have become my best friends, like, period. Even, I mean, within the entirety of my life, like, that's how close I am to these women that are in my accountability groups.
What do I tell myself when I don't show up? Well, I sure don't tell myself stupid stuff like you suck. I did that and it didn't work for me. I did that for a long time. I would not show up. I would hide. I would then eat, gain weight, and not show up again. And I would end up in this stupid pattern. So I don't tell myself stupid stuff. If I'm not going to show up, I remind myself that when I don't show up, I am not being the best version of myself, and I am not being the person that I want to be. I want to be a woman of her word, and I do that in most areas of my life. So I need her to do that in weight loss. I also remind myself when I don't want to show up that I also have other people counting on me, and especially in our accountability group. And I want to show up for these women who have poured into me, have guided me, have loved me, have encouraged me, have cried with me, have laughed with me, and have become part of the road. I did a walk in Spain, as most of you know. And there are days as you're walking and you're getting ready to walk maybe 20 kilometers a day, and the road is going to be hard. You don't know what the weather is going to be like, and you try to prepare. And sometimes you may not want to walk to the main next town over, but you got to walk there if you want to sleep somewhere, right? The same way with weight loss. I need to show up because I have a destination that I want to get to. I have goals that I want to achieve. I've spent so much of my life deciding not to show up. And for so many ways, I show up for so many other people. And if I don't show up for myself, then who's going to do it? So what I tell myself when I don't want to show up is, you show up because it's what you do. You show up because it counts. You show up because as soon as you show up, especially when you've screwed up, you are going to make a difference for yourself. You are going to grow from showing up, especially when you don't want to do it. And I've learned that on my path, on my adventures, in my life. And I've taken the lessons that I learned in other places. I know that a lot of times, especially when I've screwed up, overeaten, or did not do what I said I was going to do when I planned. I know that many times you want to beat yourself up and say, oh my God, I suck. But instead of that, I say, I'm practicing at being better. I'm practicing at making the mistakes, because if it's not for that stupid mistake, I am not going to learn what a realistic plan is. If I don't know, you know, how to screw up when I'm out and about with friends and I end up drinking more than I planned, I know that if I don't show up, I'm going to continue to do that. So what do I tell myself? I am the kind of person that shows up mostly for myself.
What do I tell myself when I don't want to check in? So there have been a couple times when, you know, it's been easy or tempting to kind of take a step back and maybe fade a little bit, not check in, you know, not want to share plans, not want to share about the overeats. I'm the type of person who I find it very easy to put on a happy face and just be like, it's fine, everything's fine, it's great kind of mentality. And that doesn't really serve me. The great thing about the lemons is that they start to notice when either me or someone else has been maybe a little quiet or maybe a little off or just not seeming like themselves. And everyone is very willing to call each other out. And of course, it's done so with a lot of kindness and compassion. It comes from a really good place. And I think everybody understands that it comes from a good place. But at the core of that, you know, so I know that it's a very supportive environment. It's a safe place. But really what I've had to tell myself is that I owe it to myself. It's in my best interest to check in every day, even when I don't want to put myself out there and be willing to share my messes and my mistakes, to be willing to feel the feelings and cry a lot and to share kind of some of the good, bad, and ugly. The return of that, you know, to put aside the people pleasing and wanting to always come across really well and look really good and have all my shit together all the time, to open up when I'm feeling down or stressed or anxious about something, being able to learn how to show up as my authentic self for them has also given me a lot of insight into how I can level up and tap into my future self and even who that future self is. It's taken me a long time to kind of formulate a picture of my future self in my mind, and being able to talk with a group of women very openly, in a super supportive way, but to get really honest, good support has allowed me to be who I am and figure out where I am so I know how to level up and kind of seek that future self. And the return on that has been tremendous. It's been, I don't even have a word. Like I said, the guidance and the advice is just second to none. And I like to think that I can give a little bit of that back too. And selfishly, you know, Corinne has said before, when the best way to demonstrate what you know is sometimes to teach it. So to be able to verbalize the things that I'm hearing and learning and listening, to maybe share some of the notes or, you know, lines or whatever that have come off the page or come out of a coaching call or whatever, it reinforces all of that. So in a way, as much as I feel like I'm giving to this little community, it also allows me to get what I need. So it's in my best interest to continue to check in, to continue to practice accountability, even when it feels hard, I can practice it with them when I'm maybe not feeling like very strong myself. And it's just a really good space. It's good people. And I don't think it's ever a bad thing to have time with good people. So it's people you can lean on and they'll believe in you until you're ready to believe in yourself. And belief is something that I've struggled with for a long time. So I know that I can count on them. I like to think, hopefully, they know they can count on me. And it's just, it's part of the magic. Something has really clicked into place since posting, you know, since starting this accountability group. The thing about getting things to click is that you have to push them. It takes action. And I think the act of checking in with my accountability group has also allowed me to practice that action and just kind of keep going, and to not let PNP become a second level priority. It continues to be something that I do and live and feel and think every single day. And I wouldn't trade it for the world.